Anyhow, well, we have some visitors here. I know they don't probably want me to call them out, especially Shaylin, because she's been keeping a low profile since she's walked in the door. But we have a couple people that went on a trip, and they came to support Adrian and I, and I appreciate that so much. We have Mervin and his wife in the back row. I'm sorry, what was her name?
Suzette.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Shaylin and Lydia here. And they definitely all were a big support system while we were there, especially Mervin, and the guys really kind of took on a good role with Adrian, which I appreciated. And I kind of noticed some things about the guys that I guess I never would have thought of, because obviously I'm a single mom raising a boy. And so I noticed that Mervin and Bill especially would, like when we were walking up the street and walking into a building, no matter if they were in the front, they would wait until all of us got into the building, until they walked in. And I'm like, wait, what? I never paid attention to things like that. And I just looked at them and how they took on Adrian, and I was like, I want my son to learn these things. You know, it wouldn't have been anything that I would have thought of. You know, I'm a woman, so I don't think of those type of things. But, yeah, it was just a big blessing to have them. Of course, my ladies, like, they're my rock. I miss my kids a little bit, and I had some few wardrobe errors, and they were there with me through everything. And, yeah, it was just an amazing time, and I'm glad that they're here to support Adrian and I, and hope that they get to tell you a little bit about their experiences as well, since we all have had a little bit different. But I'm not going to keep you too long. I just had something to read shortly because Adrian pretty much put the entire presentation together. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm in great anticipation myself to see it. I just said that in case something goes wrong. I wasn't part of it. I'm just kidding. But I just put a quick statement together. I'm going to try to read it. You guys know I get so nervous. But I wrote... I believe we are created to give glory to God with our lives. I believe that about the lives of our children as well. God can and will use each of us right where we are if we submit to his plans for our lives and seek to love God and others every day. We don't have to go anywhere special to be used by God. However, I also believe going on a mission trip can change the course of a life. When we leave the comfort of our homes with the intent of being a blessing and serving others, I believe that it pleases God to answer those prayers we have for the hearts of our children to be changed in the process. We know from God's word that it is better to give than to receive. As a mom, I do look for opportunities within the community to provide caring experiences for my kids to learn to care for others. But as we know, in our day-to-day lives, it kind of gets busy. And sometimes we don't think about caring for others. You know, like, I got to pick up the kids. I got to fix dinner. I got to do this. I got to do that. So this was just an awesome opportunity, and I was so glad to have the church's support and sharing this opportunity with my son. So my prayers and intentions for taking my son on this mission trip were two, but not limited to what I can put into words. We all know that God is bigger than what we can imagine, understand, or hope for. One, fulfilling the Great Commission, go and make disciples. Going on a trip, I don't think we in our hearts was like, oh, we're going to go make disciples out of everyone we come in contact with. But my intent, more or less, was to show my son that he can be a disciple. And so to plant that seed, basically, in his heart and in my own. Because when I first came to Fairhaven, we know my confidence was a bit low. And I was like, God can't use me. And, you know, just through the book studies and things that we have done with the women, and, you know, that Faith has so diligently kind of put together in the Bible, God tells us, like, I use the least of you. Like, the least of you are the most important, you know. I mean, not the most important, but very important. And so That was number one. Number two, it truly is better to give than receive. Number two, in giving, I receive so much, so I don't really know. I am kind of selfish. Like, I give, but I receive so much more than what I give when I do give. Number three, the opportunity to serve and work hard. Number four, opening his eyes to other cultures and people. Number five, plant seeds in his heart. We may say these words, but living them out is another story. In this culture, and especially in our America, we live lives of comfort and ease. To spend time living in a place where we are out of our comfort zone and maybe in uncomfortable and maybe even uncomfortable is so good for our souls and for our kids. We want our children to grow up and be hard workers with good character. We can't just hope that that happens. We need to be proactive and intentional about giving our kids opportunities to serve others. Of course, week in and week out, there are opportunities all around us. Going on a mission trip is just an extended period of time where we can serve together as a family. I so desperately want my son to know that God loves all people, all nations, all languages, all abilities and disabilities, right, rich and poor. This trip has been a tremendous blessing, like I said, to take my 14-year-old to South America, a whole other continent, and I think it made memories for a lifetime for us. I mean, we gained a few more friends, a few new friends, and it was just an awesome opportunity to be able to immerse ourselves in that environment and immerse ourselves into forgetting about everything, all the problems here, school, work, my job, which I'll be working hard. I'll just say that because Jerry's like, you're never working. He's like, you're always at the gym. You're never at work. But, it just gave us that opportunity kind of to connect. And Adrian was really off doing his own thing. Like, I was with my ladies, and he was with his guys. And we just kind of learned our own journey. And it was just a really, really nice experience. And I'm glad he has some pictures ready to show you guys kind of what we did. But, Adrian, you ready? So, yeah, that's all I have for now.
Good morning. All right. I had notes, left those at home, so I'm going to wing it, so bear with me. So what I have prepared, it's mainly pictures and everything like that, and I'll, like, tell you what we did, how it felt, all that good stuff. All right. So, it's right here. Right. So, our mission trip to Chile. So where is it located? In South America. Right there. It's the red one. Facts about Chile. All right. It was founded on September 18, 1810. Bad thing. The land was conquered by Spaniards. Many exports are fish and wine. The capital is Santiago. And it is home to the Andes Mountains, which is one of the longest mountain ranges in the world. So, you know, that's nice. So, these are the members of our team. The guy on the left, his name was Rodrigo. He was basically our tour guide, I would say. So, what she said. What she said. I'm not repeating all of that. So I'm going to just come up here and point to people. All right. So we have Crystalline. Terrible. We have Joe. He was trying to compete with me for tallest guy on the trip. Karen, the, like, best person in the world, Adrian Allen. Lydia. Stephanie. Bill. Lorenzo. Julie. The two little kids there, Jasmine and little Francisco.
Sharon, I knew her name, Shaylin, and Mervin. And we also had the older Francisco. He was like, yeah, taking the picture. So I'm going to read to you like what we did and show you pictures. So all right. So yeah, we arrived in Santiago that day, and we toured St. Cristobal Hill. We visited the Santiago YMCA team programs, and we went to the Valparaiso YMCA. So, St. Cristobal Hill, it's home to a 22-meter statue of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And there are many, like, sculptures and everything like that. So, in this one area, there were crosses, and it used, like, different types of, like, mediums to, like, make art pieces. So there was, like, a charcoal piece and stuff like that. And that helps. So the YMCA team programs, I didn't really get a lot of pictures of these, but this was us playing soccer. If you look to the furthest right, you can see in the background there are like tires and like a dirt place. That's where they went to do parkour, if any of you guys know what that is. Parkour. So it's basically like doing flips and everything like that off of things. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is a picture of when we visited them. We have some of the teams that were there to help demonstrate. So, yeah. This is where we were staying, the Valparaiso Central YMCA. It's 5 stories, so just imagine carrying my mom's luggage up there. Yeah, I had a workout. All right, so day two. We met with the George Williams school team, and we started our renovation project. So on the left, you can see like part of the school. They have like classes upstairs. They have basketball hoops, soccer nets, stuff like that. On the right, we were inside of one of the classrooms and where we, like, talked about the school. So. For the renovation project, we broke into groups, and part of us worked on the school, painting the school, and the other half went to a building that was, like, a couple blocks down, and we, like, painted the inside of that, so. After school program, that's what she said. So when we were painting the school, there were a lot of hard to reach places, so they had to get creative on how to get there. And then on the right, you can see the building that we went to the paint, the after school place. Yeah, that. She's trying to show me up, don't listen to her. Okay, so day three, we continue the project. Dance practice, which I have an amazing video for you guys. And Francisco's dad's birthday celebration, so. The second day, we were mostly working on the fence outside. It looked really nice at the end. I don't have a picture of that, so, yeah. Dance practice. In the span of 15 minutes, we learned basic steps to like a lot of dances, like the cumbia. Yes, that's a video of you. Hey, Dwayne, would you be able to play that video for us? Huh? Yeah, it's on the slide. Oh, what'd I do? As you can see, I was a pro at it. See it? No. Okay, well, we can come back to that. Yeah, we'll come back to that. Yeah, I pressed the middle button. Yeah, so.
Thank you.
It's not clicking anymore. Yeah, gotta turn it off. Technical difficulties. Please. All right, there we go. So day four, we were preparing and serving holiday lunch for the low-income families or the homeless. Then we had a recreational soccer game. Ooh, I forgot about that. And then then we had a tour of the Valparaiso Hills. So when we were preparing the holiday lunch, we had many people come in. They had to take a slip. So, yeah. On the right, you can see a picture with me and this other guy. His name was Adrian, or Azrian. So, you know, pretty nice. So, serving the holiday lunch. As you can see, there were many people and a lot of helping hands. We actually had way too many people helping to where, like, some of us didn't have a job. So, that was pretty nice. Just standing around. Tour of the hills. So there are many great views of the city. On the left, you can see some of the artwork or graffiti. It's like all over the city. It looks really nice. On the right, you can see a stray dog. Dogs everywhere. And when I didn't go to the meetings where they said there were going to be a lot of dogs. So when I got there, I was so surprised. Yeah, I named all of them. All right, day five, we have another tour. We had the New Year's Eve dinner and celebration and fireworks. So on the left, you can see the bay, everything like that. On the right, it was a mural. Did I say that right? Yeah. It looks pretty nice. The New Year's Eve dinner, we were joined by some German exchange students. Whenever I need information, I'll just look at her. We had a really good, 3-course meal? Yeah, something like that. As you can see, I never take good pictures. The celebration is pretty hard to see, but we went to Francisco's family's house, and they had a nice little get-together. The fireworks were pretty cool because it was, I want to say, like 6 or 7 different cities shooting up fireworks all at once. I couldn't find the video I had of it, but yeah, here are some of the fireworks. Day 6. The boat tour of the bay, tour of Vino del Mar, lunch, and we had a free evening, so... the boat tour, it was pretty nice. My mom was freaking out a little. I don't even know why. She was just freaking out. And on the right, you can see a like a battleship for the Marines, Navy. If I remember correctly, actually I probably don't, so I'm going to just skip that. I don't have my... isn't that like the place for like all the yeah that do we just want to have her like do the presentation? Alright, I saw a jellyfish. Nobody believes me, but I still got pictures. So the tour of Vina del Mar, it's very famous for this flower garden clock. So it didn't have the right time. I'm just saying. Lunch. This was my lunch. It was so good. You have no idea. It was like a... this is a burrito right here. A chicken burrito. It was amazing. Their beans were all right. The burrito was amazing. So for the free evening, we're in Vina del Mar, right? So there's the beach. There is like tourist place, right? So what do? I go to Starbucks, sit in the corner, and be on my phone. So, yeah, we went to the beach, all that stuff. So day 7, we went to a YMCA camp in Calaguay. And we have the camp activities. So when we first got there, we did like a get to know you type of thing. So we had a piece of yarn. We threw it to like the person whoever we wanted to throw it to. They would say their name and stuff like that. So camp worship, dance type thingy. I didn't really know what to call that, so don't blame me. Swimming. We had a mud fight, which I started, and it was pretty not good. Then we had the chubby bunny challenge. I have a very unflattering picture of myself up there, so. So camp worship. This was probably one of my favorite times because, like, it showed that even if, like, we were singing songs in a different language, we could all still come together and, like, worship together and praise the Lord. Dance type thingy. There are two videos up there, so I don't know how this is going to work. Let's go swimming. All right, the swimming, we went to a creek. We were supposed to, like, help clean up, but people were already there doing that, so, you know, there are some good people in the community. Unlike Crystalyn. And my mom was over there, like, oh, I can't say it in Spanish, but she was saying, the American can't jump into the thing. Oh, the North American can jump into the thing. He's a scaredy cat. So then I had to show her up and I jumped in. Yeah. Technically. Oh, there we go. The mud fight. So this was after we were doing it was kind of like capture the flag. You had water balloons, you had to run to the other side, hit their king and queen. I was the first one to hit somebody, just letting you guys know. But then in the middle of the thing, there was Rodrigo, and he had a water hose, and he was spraying everybody. So when I tried running by, he kept on spraying me. So me being smart, I tried running at him with a water balloon, throwing it at him. It didn't work. So second option, I grabbed the water hose. That turns into this. It was not nice. And it wasn't helpful that my mom was over there yelling, Adrian, you're a wrestler, just take him down. Like, what? He's like... She didn't help at all. She did not help at all. So... This will. I'm not trying to do this. Alright, Chubby Bunny Challenge. Alright, so for those people who are not familiar with the Chubby Bunny Challenge, it's where you take a marshmallow, put it in your mouth, and say Chubby Bunny. So you keep on going until you're no longer able to say Chubby Bunny. It did not look well. That was only like four.
Did you try for the
No. I lost. No, it's because they were making me laugh and I couldn't breathe at all. All right, so day 9. We had free time, making lunch, which were empanadas, leaving the camp, and free time in Valparaiso. So, free time, so you could go swimming, or like Shaylin did, do the, like, jump roping and all that stuff. You're lucky I don't have a video up here. Yeah, it's terrible. When you lost your shoe and everything. Oh, so making lunch. We were making empanadas, so we had we were making them from scratch. So, we had all the ingredients, putting that together. And Rodrigo thought it would be a good idea to start, you know, like, hitting people in the face with the flour and stuff like that, so. that ended up happening. Leaving the camp, the camp, it was pretty nice. So leaving it was, you know, kind of sad-ish. We made a lot of friends there, and, you know, free time in Valparaiso. So there's a, like, really good, like, sandwich place. It was called, like, Tenta, something like that. And that burger, 3 different types of meat on it. And it had the avocado, the lettuce, like, y'all don't know. And then, on the right, there are these, like, what are those called? Elevators. So they would, like, take you up and down. There were 2 on the track, so. Day 10, horseback riding, lunch, sand dunes, and the last dinner. Horseback riding, I'm just saying, they gave me the, like, a bad horse. So, wasn't listening to me at all. It was just going off wherever. And as you can see, we had to cross through, like, yeah, part of the ocean. And on the right, you can see a nice little picture we got going there. The sand dunes, that, it was so hot there. Yeah, 90. So we left Fort Wayne, which was like 45 to 90 degree weather. It was amazing. So yeah, at the sand dunes, we saw people who were, how would I say, sandboarding. So like snowboarding, but yeah, so me being me, I saw the top of a desk there. So I tried sliding down. It did not work out. I got like, and I think I was wearing boots that day, so sand all up in my boots. And by doing that, she ruined her sweatshirt. The last dinner, we had dinner with Oscar. He was, and we also had dinner with the president of the YMCA International Board. Yeah. I think he was the leader of the YMCA Central. YMCA. All right. So our last day here. So we were preparing and serving lunch for the low-income families again, and we were leaving Valparaiso. So we made a spaghetti type thing. It was pretty good. Yeah. I didn't really have any other pictures of that. But this was a picture with Francisco's family. He was the one that was like leading us. So, yeah. I think that's it. So, wait, give me 5 seconds. Oh no, I got a story to tell them. All right, so when we were at the airport, she was trying to stay there another day so that we could get like a what was it? Yeah, just to get money. So, you know. I mean, it wasn't a bad deal. We were going to stay in the hotel. We got free lunch. We didn't end up doing it anyways, but, you know, it was pretty nice. Yeah, that's it. Pretty nice story.
being in this building. Like, I saw the people of Chile, like, worshiping through just their actions, just their hearts. And I think that's a good reminder for us. I mean, for everybody, anywhere, but that, you know, just going into a restaurant could be an act of worship, you know, depending on where your heart is and kind of where your feelings are, you know, just giving an extra smile or being kind to people. I think the church, to me, in general, means, and I believe somebody had brought it up on a trip, is us as a church isn't really this building. It's us. Yeah, it's us. And no matter where we're at, like, we are the church. And I just saw that with the youth there. The youth there were amazing. Like, when they said five flights of stairs, when Adrian had to carry my luggage was pretty heavy. It was like, I don't know, 50 pounds or whatever. The youth, and they do this often, carry tables and chairs down for how many people did we serve outside? Wasn't it like 150 or something? Yeah, so there was like tables that they brought down from five floors and four floors up for 150 people and chairs and the food was at the top as well, just like, and I didn't hear not one person like, oh my gosh, like, why did I do this? Or they had smiles, like their worship in this activity was amazing. Like, it was just so heartwarming. And then there was an older lady. I see that look on your face. She stood up the entire time of the meal. She didn't eat anything. And, you know, I noticed that she wasn't even drinking, so I made sure I went and got her drinks and stuff. But she wasn't asking for anything. She stood up the entire time. She had a long line the entire time and just cutting people's hair and taking care of them in that way. And I saw this act of worship that was just so beautiful to me. Like, at the end of that meal, actually, I went upstairs and I was trying to make it to my room because I try not to break down in front of people often. But one of the ladies who is from Fort Wayne, and she was kind of leading the group with her husband, she stopped me and she was like, how are you? And I was like, and like tears just started flowing out because it was just so beautiful. Like, it was just a very beautiful moment for me to see everybody come together. And it to me, I know that some people said it felt like a little bit of confusion, but to me, it worked like clockwork. And these are teenagers. Like, the teenagers run their own programs at these places. Like, the the picture that he showed where the kids had put together the playground, like, they designed it, they put it up together, they run the program, they teach the classes. And I just saw a lot of worshiping outside of the church walls, basically. And I just thought it was very beautiful. Another thing that I wanted to mention, he mentioned that we were invited to an 80th birthday party of the father of one of the guys. The families and the staff, everybody there was so welcoming. Like, they became family. Like, they were just so welcoming, and we never felt out of place. I never felt out of place, I should say. I shouldn't speak for everybody else, but and I saw my fellow travelers, how they opened up and just enjoyed themselves as well. So I just thought that was an act of worship as well, like inviting us all in. They didn't have to invite us to this party and, you know, to their New Year's Eve get-together. And they just did it open-heartedly, and you could tell they enjoyed our company. And I just appreciated that part of it as well. And I believe there was one more thing that I saw on there. Hold on a second. I know, I'm trying to stay away from the video, but I guess after the video, we can, first of all, let me tell you guys, he knows how to dance because I paid a lot of money to put him in dance classes, and I traveled the United States taking him around dancing, so I can't imagine he would put this video up after his mother did so much for him.
Videos, one is like, dance type, that was talked about earlier, is where
Okay, and yeah, I guess I'm done. But it was a really nice experience. And again, I like to thank Fairhaven, and I like to thank my fellow travelers. Like it was just a good experience. I guess after the videos, if you have any questions, we can answer. Thank you.